It was the first career playoff start for rookie goaltender Jackson Parsons, and it's one that he won't forget. Parsons made 52 saves in a 3-2 win from the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener Tuesday night. Pavel Kajin was under the weather and did not dress for the Rangers, leaving Marcus Vandenberg as the backup goaltender. Kitchener opened the scoring in the first period with a goal from Antonino Pugliese 3 minutes into the opening frame. London ended up tying the game in the second period on a goal from Max McHugh. It was the third period that really sealed the deal for Kitchener, getting goals from Francesco Pinelli and Mitchell Martin. London scored a late power play goal to make it 3-2, and that's how Game 4 would end. Rangers head coach Mike McKenzie was impressed with Parsons' play, and he thought he kept his team in it throughout the night. "Yeah, he was unbelievable," said McKenzie post-game. "He picked up right where he left off when he went in last game, and without him it could have been different for sure. Can't say enough good things about him, he was rock solid in there." McKenzie said he really liked how his team started the game, but London put on the pressure in the middle frame. "I liked our first 20 minutes, I thought we were good jumping on pucks and played with energy. I like the way we were playing, but not in the second so much. They kind of took it to us in the second," he said. "I liked our first 10 to 12 minutes, and then we kind of hung on for dear life after that. I liked the way we started for sure. It's such a key part of playoff games as how you come out and get that first goal, and feeling good about ourselves is huge for us, so it's always important to have good starts, and I liked ours tonight." Parsons said post-game that there were some nerves going into this one, but he tried to approach it like it was any other game. "You know, I think I took it like any other game, honestly," he said. "You definitely have some nerves no matter what, especially playing at home in front of all of these fans. It's an awesome feeling." Parsons adds he likes to see a lot of shots throughout the game to keep busy in the crease. "You settle into a groove for sure. I love seeing that many shots, even if it's 54. I'm just so happy that we won." The Rangers and Knights will get a 4-day break in between games, with Game 5 set for Sunday afternoon. "It's nice that we get a few days off here," said McKenzie. "I think both teams are going to need it. It's been a battle through 4 games. It's unique to have 4 or 5 days off in the middle of a playoff series, but I think some of the players are probably feeling it right now." Catch Game 5 on City News 570 Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. with the pregame at 1:30 p.m.